Okay, we are gearing up for another big weekend in college football and a number of games that we certainly have our eye on. It is always a pleasure to welcome back one of the key contributors with Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com. He's our Midwest boy, our good friend, Joey Lucci from the great state of Ohio. How are you doing, Joey? I know this is a crazy time of year for you, isn't it?
It is definitely a crazy time of the year. I feel like a chicken with its head cut off right now, just going around. And as a, in my professional career, this is absolutely the most busiest time. But it's the best time. It's one of the best times too, because the excitement of college football. But a lot of 4-5 hour sleep nights and a lot of late nights. But it's all well worth it. And I'm excited that we're finally playing football.
Absolutely. And it's certainly last week, as we just step back for a moment and rewind, Joey. I mean, it was such a wild week. What game surprised you the most as you've had a chance to kind of reflect over the past 7 days?
I think the two games that surprised me were the two biggest ones that were hyped. In fact, probably the three biggest games that were hyped. And, you know, probably like a Notre Dame USF, the South Florida game. You know, I didn't expect, you know, Notre Dame 5 turnovers had the statistically dominated that game, but they had come out on a loss. I think when you look at Boise State, how much they dominated Georgia. This is a team that was down 7-0, reeled off 28 straight points. And then Oregon and LSU, the other big game too. You know, looking at it, a lot of teams had some suspension problems coming in, but has LSU, do they have a better backup quarterback than they do a starter? Because they sure looked real good against the team that went to the national title game last year.
Well, and I must say that, you know, what was interesting is just LSU's defense. Who would have ever predicted that they would have completely shut down Oregon? I mean, you'd have to say that that was probably some of the best defense that the Ducks have faced in a couple of years.
Yeah, and you're also dealing with an SEC defense, and that's why the SEC by far is the best conference, and they produce the best defenses out there. You know, as a conference as a whole, obviously there's other individual programs, and we'll discuss that here in a little bit, but you know, that was surprising to me, the way LSU handled that. I think a lot of people thought that was going to go down to, like, the final possession or something like that, and it didn't. LSU took care of business, and they showed why. If they take care of business down the road, I think in Tuscaloosa in November there, they could be, you know, in the national title game.
You know, and I was going to say, as a result of that, they moved up the polls to what, that number 2 slot, and I was going to ask you.
Good spot, right?
Absolutely. Can't get too cozy.
Yeah, basically they're controlling their own destiny. You know, if they continue to win and they continue to impress the BCS, they're not going to move any farther down. And if you've got a win against Oregon, you know, a team that went to the title game last year, and a win against Alabama, a team that, you know, was, you know, at tops there, you know, that looks really good. Take care of the SEC championship game, and you never know. And I like to say one thing about LSU. You look at them, well, a lot of people don't realize about this program, Alyssa. On the next level, they are probably the most talented team. I'm not taking away from Oklahoma. I'm saying the most NFL pure talent on that team is LSU. And that's coming from some credible sources that I brush shoulders with on a daily basis.
You're listening to the voice of Joey Lucci, of course, a well-known writer with Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com. Direct all of our listeners where they can go and check out some of your work. I know you got a big blog that you're producing right now, and you'll want all of our listeners to check it out.
Well, first off, check out Phil Steele. That's STEELE.com, philsteele.com, your one-stop shop, I guess, for all your football needs. And you can get all the current football information. Blogs are up there daily. And then also, if you want to check out my blog, follow me on Twitter, Alyssa, at Joey Lucci. That's just my handle there. And you'll find a way to find out some blogs I have. I got an interesting one coming up this week. I'm going to be talking about after week one, teams that are looking maybe pretty good after week one, teams that could be in a little bit of trouble, and also on a more non-football note, Alyssa, just a remembrance on what had happened 10 years ago to this weekend coming up. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. We can't forget that when we talk about 9/11. Well, one of the teams that we have not talked about, our show is right here in the heart of Fort Worth and Baylor TCU. Kind of your recap and assessment of what you saw. I mean, I have to say it was just an impressive comeback, you know, going into that fourth quarter for the Frogs, being down as much as 24 points, and just the impressive fortitude that they showed in the heart to try to close it out.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at TCU this year, that would have been my other surprise team, and I'm glad that we touched on this because, you know, you're looking at the Horned Frogs, and they're not going to have a bad season by any stretch. But, but after last year's season, you go 13-0, let's just face it, the dominance that they've had over a long period of time, and Gary Patterson, in my mind, is one of, if not the best head coaches in all of America. You know, you look at it and you go, okay, were down by 24 points. What surprised me the most is the amount of points they had given up to Baylor. And I know they're going to shore that up. I know you're not going to see another 50 dropped on TCU this year. And also, on the other surprising end, the amount of points that they did score with 48. But you know what? It takes a big, it takes a lot to come back from 24 points, especially to do it in the fourth quarter. You know, and they had that 48-47 lead, and unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way it was. But at 0-1, but let's face it, TCU is going to win 9-10 games this year. It just is going to be. But the problem is they've got so many new faces, especially on that offensive side, that it's going to take a little bit for them to gel. But they, like I said, I'm surprised 48 points, which is three returning starters. You only have five coming back on the defense, but obviously Patterson will shore that unit up. And offensively, I think they're just going to get better, and that's kind of scary.
Well, one of the bright spots offensively was the outing of Casey Paulhall. This guy's imposing. I mean, he's 6'5". I saw him walking down the hall. I'm like, man, I didn't realize he was that tall. And he can flat out play, you know, four touchdowns. I thought he was impressive in his first time out to start and how he executed on the offensive end.
Yo, with Casey, it's amazing because when you're taking over for a player like Andy Dalton, and I don't think you want to be the next Andy Dalton. You want to be the first Casey, and I think that's what he kind of put his stamp on it. Remember, first road start, sophomore quarterback, you know, he's sitting there playing a BCS defense, you know, albeit not one of the top defenses, still Baylor, an up-and-coming team with Art Briles.
Sure.
And you're facing a 20.4-point deficit, comes back, throws for, what, 251 yards, 25 of 39, 4-1 ratio, four touchdowns. I mean, absolutely phenomenal numbers for a road start. Now he's got that kind of road start under his belt, so he's kind of been there. It's only going to get better, and he's going to get more experience. And I look for him to post huge numbers. And like I said, the biggest thing for him, don't try to be another Andy Dalton. Try to be the first Casey. And I think he's well on his way for that. And nothing but kudos to that kid. And I'm excited to watch him down the road and win a lot of big games for TCU this year.
It certainly was an emotional game, no question about that, you know, going down to Waco and playing Baylor. But you ever seen a quarterback have so many cramping issues before? I'm like, get an IV inserted in the guy.
Was it like 110 degrees down there or something like that?
Yeah.
I think you see that at the beginning of the year with a lot of athletes and stuff like that and everything. You know, you got to get some fluids in you, I guess, you know, get that gallon of Gatorade, I guess, going in you before you get out there.
Joey Lucci is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We do want to take time to pause and recognize one of our premier sponsors. That is Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Go to their website at pinnbanktx.com and also join us online at eradiosports.com. Here we were just doing a recap of the Baylor-TCU game, but what about defensively? You know, Coach Patterson talked about this at his weekly media luncheon. You know, TCU, they missed 20 tackles. You got to tackle people. You got to be physical. And you can't allow them to throw it over your head.
No, absolutely. And like I said, a lot of that comes with, you know, maybe some players that, you know, they had gone. But, you know, you're going to see a big improvement. And plus, let's not discredit the offense of Baylor, too. Robert Griffin
okay.
is a track guy. And they've got a potent offense down there in Baylor. You know, and what they're doing down there is good. So, you know, you kind of get in one of those games where it's going back and forth. But let's just face it, in the fourth quarter, they actually shut Baylor down. I mean, they gave up 3 points, unfortunately, and it was the biggest 3 points of the game. But like I said, I don't think that you're going to see even close to 50 the rest of the year with TCU defense. I know that, Gary Patterson isn't happy about that. I know how disciplined he is, you know, and I know that number is going to stick out at him. But you know what? It's one game, and you got to kind of throw it underneath and say, okay, well, let's learn from this. We're 0-1, yeah, but guess what? We haven't played a conference game yet, and we've got a lot of big things that we could accomplish this year, and let's do that.
Joey, you bring up a great point, too. You know, a lot of new faces that are a part of this TCU team, and Coach Patterson had talked about, you know, older, more mature players do a better job at takeaways and tackling because the game slows down for them. The younger players haven't played as much, and they don't do that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They've got to gain that experience, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. When you're breaking on a tackle and stuff like that, you know, you've got to kind of break on it. You know, you try to make the big hit and you whiff, and all of a sudden, a guy like Robert Griffin who's going to make you miss even if you are lined up. He's one of those players, if you're lined up correctly, ready to make a hit, he can make you miss. So So, are they going to see quarterbacks down the road like Robert Griffin? Probably not as elusive as Robert Griffin. That will be the most elusive quarterback they'll face. Now, they'll face, tough quarterbacks, but you know what? They got the big test with him out of the way. And like I said, I can't stress enough, they will be better defensively. I know that's an eye-popping number because I don't remember even the last time they even came close to giving up that many points.
Right, they certainly will. As you said, they'll tighten the screws on Saturday defensively, and they are going to be facing, Air Force. And this is a team that you just cannot overlook, especially as you're talking about going on the road. A lot of respect for Troy Calhoun and what he has been able to do with this particular program.
Yeah, with Air Force, you're dealing with a military academy, and these are kids that, they're going on to face bigger and tougher situations than what's on the football field. But they're not intimidated by anything. And, they are hosting TCU. And if you think for once Air Force is going to be thinking, oh, boy, they're 13-0 and they won the Rose Bowl, heck no. They're going to come in here and they're going to run their game, and you're going to have to stop that kind of option attack, and you're going to have to, shore that up. And I'll tell you what, you better do it, because Air Force will run on you and continue to run and then all of a sudden hit you with a pass over the middle. But like I said, I think TCU will share it up. I think this is going to be a very close game. I think it'll be a lot more low scoring. I mean, how much more scoring can you get from week one? But I think in the end, I think TCU can get this road win, and I think that'll go a long way for Casey at quarterback getting that first road win underneath his belt and saying, you know what, guys, we started back-to-back roads. Now let's get a nice three-game home series here, and let's concentrate on that.
And, Joey, too, I think most college football coaches would say that most of their teams improve between the first game of the season and the second game. I mean, they just got to get that first game out of the way, and they certainly have a formidable schedule, to start their season off.
Yeah, Casey's a sophomore now, but after the Air Force, if they can get that Air Force win, he'll be a junior come ULM time.
Yeah, all I can say is if you are a Horned Frog, you've got to be excited about offensively and what Casey Paul-Hall is going to be able to do. We'd heard a lot about him, and when he got out there, I thought he did some very impressive things. Okay, we are quickly running out of time because we got a big lineup talking college football this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. Joey Lucci is with us. Phil Steele Magazine, philsteele.com. And what are some of the games this weekend that you are in particular keeping your eye on?
Well, first off, during these games that you're looking at and stuff like this, you've got a lot of non-conference, not as much marquee matchups as you're doing. Of course, the TCU Air Force matchup. I'm looking at that BYU-Texas matchup. I mean, could Texas be an independent coming up here pretty soon? They were 5-7 last year.
Yeah.
They're going to turn the tables. I know Heaps, the quarterback at BYU, is very talented. I mean, this is a BYU team that can go start off kind of 0-2. And I'm also staying in Texas, and we're going to stay with the Conference USA. I think Rice can pull an upset this weekend hosting Purdue. Purdue lost their quarterback to an ACL injury. I think Bailiff's doing a great job down there with the Owls. I think the Owls played the Longhorns pretty well in that first half. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Owls pull that upset against that BCS conference team. Of course, the Notre Dame-Michigan game is pretty intriguing up here and all over the country, because Notre Dame, you seem to have alumni everywhere. Notre Dame, wow, are they going to start off 0-2? Does that mean Kelly's on the hot seat with them? And Michigan can go 2-0 with that home win. So that's a very intriguing game there itself. So those are some of the intriguing games that I'm kind of keeping an eye on. You know me, though, Alyssa. I'm keeping an eye on pretty much every game that's out there. And so every game's pretty intriguing. But those kind of top my list where I'll kind of keep a little bit more of a special eye. And, heading down Alabama at Penn State, too. Always got to keep an eye on Alabama and see what they're doing this year, favorite to win the SEC.
Well, and both of those teams, Alabama and Penn State, I mean, they've been really struggling to find an answer at quarterback. But Alabama always very talented defensively.
Sometimes, different programs, and Alabama falls into that. Sometimes you just need a quarterback not to make mistakes, and that's just what it is. You don't need a quarterback to be super and post these big numbers. Just don't turn the ball over. And I'll tell you this, Alyssa, I know stats are flashy and this and that and the other thing, but that's the biggest thing. I think about it. If you had a quarterback that just, managed the game and didn't make mistakes, turn the ball over, fumbles and things like that, you're going to win more games than you see those flashy numbers coming up. And I'd take a quarterback that never made mistakes than a quarterback that's going to throw up all these flashy numbers any day of the week.
Okay, that's been Joey Lucci with Phil Steele Magazine. I just want you to know I was at Target the other night and I saw some of your magazines on the newsstand. You can go out there and go pick up a copy, or you can go to philsteelemagazine.com. Joey, you always do a fantastic job, and we look forward to catching up with you again here in a few weeks.
I can't wait. We're settling into the season, and it's just a sprint from here, and I love it. I appreciate you having me on, Alyssa, and I look forward to talking to you down the road.
All I have to say to you is, you know, actually when I did watch that Baylor-TCU game, and I'm only going to say this because you are a big-time NBA fan, I was thinking, man, this is very reminiscent. When I saw them starting to make that comeback, being down 24 points in that fourth quarter, I thought, my goodness gracious, this is like the Mavs and the Heat, you know, it was a game two.
Yeah, there you go on that one where it all started coming together and stuff like that. So, yeah. Well, hopefully on that end, we, you know, college football is great and we're going to be concentrating on that, but hopefully they can get some things squared away in the other leagues so we can enjoy some talk there.
That is crazy. I'm dying for basketball to get going again. Okay, Joey, we'll talk to you here in just a few weeks. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
We're going to step aside. Brian Libby, sports writer and author, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Tales from the Oregon Ducks Sideline. And we're going to find out what, in fact, happened with his Oregon Ducks against LSU right here at Cowboys Stadium last weekend. We will be right back.